Our energy level affects almost everything in our life. And sometimes we focus too much on how we might look in a pair of jeans or just regular diet and exercise, and we don't take our physical health as a whole into consideration, talking about getting enough sleep, stress relief, what's going on with our hormones, along with the diet and exercise. So we invited holistic health coach Jennifer Ochtman, who is just an amazing lady who's going to take us through going from exhausted to energized and getting a lot healthier while we're at it.
Hello, everyone. This is Lene here with Sandy. Imagine yourself having more energy. Imagine yourself having balanced hormones like the wonderful people on those advertisements talk so much about. Imagine yourself getting the right balance of sleep, healthy foods, body movement, de-stressors, all that stuff so you can feel your best. All this to say, we have a guest today. She used to live a life as a running on Dunkin' gal, but now she's a certified integrative health practitioner with a business called Shift Into Health and a special program called Fatigued to Fabulous. So we want to welcome with wide open arms Jennifer Ochtman to help us get to that next level of health in our lives. Thank you for joining us, Jen.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity to chat with everyone.
Yeah, we're excited about what we're going to learn today. Being healthy used to be, okay, we need to maybe change our diet a little or go on a quote diet. We need to work out X number of times a week or get 30 minutes of walking, yada, yada, and all that. But as you talk about it, on your website, it is more like building a foundation, right? There's so many parts to it.
Absolutely. Foundations are so important. And most of us really, we don't focus on it. We just don't put in the time because we're so busy thinking about everybody else, right? There's always so many things going on. So we don't kind of take a step back and look up and say, hey, what am I really doing? I know I'm exhausted. I know I feel terrible, but why is this? And you know, what am I doing to sabotage myself?
And you talk about you used to be in the corporate world yourself and a running on Dunkin' girl. And so I'm assuming the sugar and the caffeine was what used to keep you going.
My lifeblood. Yes.
And now, was it like a full, I'm going to go from this to that? Or was it a process for you? Was it a learning process? And then you started to feel better and started sharing with others?
Absolutely. It was a learning process. There was a moment though, you know, come to Jesus moment. It hit me. It hit me hard. So I was always very active. I was in a lot of sports. I was a collegiate cheerleader, very fit, very active. So 20s and 30s working for General Electric. I was one of those people that, you know, every 12 to 15 months, hey, let's grab Jen and put her in this. So it was run, 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 up, up, up. And I loved it. But I focused on the work really to the detriment of family and relationships and trips and fun because I was just all in and I was having a blast. And then sometimes, you know, I wasn't because it was a real hard, very competitive environment. But really the turning point for me came when I was asked to take a new role, an operations team, a global team, and I was getting them all together for our orientation session. And the best place to go, I was meeting with them in Florence, Italy.
Ooh,
who's going to love their body? So I'm packing for this trip, and it was a nightmare because none of my clothes fit. And I was like, how did this happen? How did I not see this? And I remember going to the mall very clearly in a panic in the department store dressing room and just looking at myself and realizing that I was having to put on clothes that were 2 to 3 sizes bigger than I would normally think to get. It had to have been a gradual run up, but I just never noticed. And how I felt in that dressing room, just the tears and the frustration and the anger. And there was some heavy stuff going on in my personal life at the same time I was trying to navigate and everything just really hit. So had to buy some new clothes,
yeah.
Went on the trip, tried not to focus on it and really did have an amazing meeting. But when I got back, it was like, okay, what is happening? And so it really became a struggle over the next 18 months to try and figure out what I could do. So I was killing it in the gym. I would go to work, come home, be one of those gym people in the evening, and then heat up my, you know, lean cuisine diet dinner at home, thinking that was what I was supposed to do to lose weight, right? Use a frozen meal and exercise my butt off in the gym all the time. That wasn't really working. So I lost some weight, but I still felt terrible. My complexion was awful. I was tired. I wasn't sleeping good. I'm like, what am I doing wrong? Right? I'm doing what everybody tells me I should be doing to lose weight. And so really it was an evolution of finding a woman who introduced me to some products. Company was amazing. Isagenix out in Gilbert, Arizona. I've been in business for 20 years, right? So she got me on some of their stuff and I started learning. That's when I first heard the word detox. Cleansing. Oh my gosh, this sounds terrible. I don't want to do this. I love to eat, you know, but I ended up working with her for 1 month. And in 1 month, I lost 13 pounds. My sleep increased. I looked terrific. My energy was up. That was the beginning of my evolution towards functional health and really understanding all the dynamics of that. So it's been a decade long process from the time that I had that terrible meeting, a meeting of the mirror, as it were.
Meeting of the mirror.
And then to where I am today, where I really do understand you cannot ignore the body. It has to be about looking at fundamental. You can't diet all this diet crap, this tea is going to drink and all, you know, that you lose the weight and going to manage your hormones, all this stuff. None of that works, right? Eat this one scoop of chocolate a day and you're going to drop 10 pounds. I mean, oh, what is this crap? You know, it just drives me crazy to hear it, right? And we want to believe it works, right?
Right.
We want to believe it works because we're so desperate. But at the end of the day, it just comes back to the food that we're eating, the exercise we're getting, the sleep that we're doing, the stress that we're managing, because all of those things, when you do those in a very holistic way, you do them in a make sense, common sense kind of way, they set the foundation for your basic health. And then from there, you can make the tweaks that you need to get it right. The issue though is oftentimes is that people say, okay, yeah, you tell me to eat, you tell me to sleep, but I'm having problems doing it and I can't turn off my mind at night and I'm super stressed and I got all this going on. So it's not as easy as it sounds, Jen. And I'm like, well, that's when you need to go to a coach so that you don't have to do what I did and spend 10 years trying to figure it out on your own. And then I'm ultimately quitting work and going to school to learn about it. That's what I can offer my clients now. That's why I love my clients, but they don't have time to do what I did and they don't want to do what I did. So I want to help them because I was them. I still am them to some extent. Riding the hormonal wave never ends. So we,
and that's why I said, even in the intro, as far as balancing your hormones, which I don't even understand what that means. I see the ads for it. I understand what hormones are, but I don't know. And of course, you know, we're not doing a full consultation, but just to help me and others listening to understand, at least on a regular level, what does that mean?
Sure. Our hormones are really the things that drive everything in our body. They drive our metabolism, they drive our sleep, they drive our energy, they drive our reproductive, right? So when I say hormones and balancing hormones, I'm not just talking about sex hormones. I'm talking about like ghrelin and leptin. Ghrelin, the hunger hormone. Leptin says I'm full. So that's a yin and the yang. Everything in the body is really yin and yang. Cortisol, that's a hormone. Melatonin, that's a hormone. They're a yin and yang. If your mind is racing at night and you can't, the chances are your cortisol is spiking at night when it should be going down as melatonin rises to make you more sleepy. And then of course we have estrogen and progesterone, which are the favorite ones that everybody thinks about when it comes to, you know, female sex hormone balance. All of these hormones, they work together. You have a yin and the yang. And when they're working beautifully, then you sleep through the night. You wake up, you feel rested. You can eat normally 3 meals, maybe one snack, and you're full when you should be full. You're hungry when you should be hungry. And then you get through your day. That's what it means to be balanced versus, oh my gosh, I'm going out of control. I'm depressed. I'm angry. I'm snapping at my kids. My job promotion is at risk because people say that I've changed, right? I've turned into a monster, right? I've heard women say that. There's women who got divorced because of what's going on in perimenopause and menopause. Not to mention the basics everybody knows about and dreads, the hot flashes, the night sweats. I mean,
yes.
The where is my phone when it's right in your hand? I mean, that is real.
Yes, that brain fog.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Terrible. And that's where I am right now in my life. I've been getting a little bit better each day by talking about it with other women and talking about it with women who have more experience, not just with perimenopause and menopause that I do, but also with taking different supplements, sometimes certain vitamins, sometimes avoiding certain things. I just don't want anybody else to suffer unnecessarily so and just say, oh, that's the way it is. And I also don't want anyone else to have something come crazy at them that they didn't. I think every woman knows that there's a time where hot flashes can come because of that. But there's other stuff too, Jen. I woke up one morning and I was like, oh my gosh, I think I have arthritis out of the blue because all my joints were achy. And then someone I know who is a nutritionist said, oh, Lene, that is actually the menopause doing that. I'm like, what? Nobody said that. What do we do when we have all these things coming at us, especially if we don't talk about it or we don't know? It comes out of left field. I'm sure you have people who struggle with that too.
It's scary the amount of women, number one, who never even heard the word perimenopause and don't realize symptoms of that start about 10 years before the actual onset of menopause. OBGYNs, over 85% of them have no training in hormones. I find this number shocking. And then your regular MD, they'll give you a basic panel, but they don't look at things relationally to each other. They might look at your estrogen and say, well, your estrogen's within normal range. Yeah, but how is it in relation to your progesterone? They could both be low, but if your estrogen's higher than it should be, then you're going to be experiencing some symptoms of estrogen dominance, which is, again, the hot flashes and everything. And let's not forget our poor hips, right? Our hips start aching. That's not just because you didn't stretch. So many symptoms that we have no idea is caused to hormonal decline. And it's because, again, our hormones control our metabolism. They control all the systems in our body. So when your hormone production starts to go down, it impacts almost every aspect of your health as a woman. It's crazy. Men don't experience this in this way.
No, right? Of course not. We have to live with all these complicated fun things.
Yeah. I mean, if they did, we'd probably have a lot better knowledge on this stuff right now. Just saying. But, you know, they don't experience it the same way we do. And I'm so glad, Lenny, that you are talking to somebody about it, because a lot of women, they just don't talk about it.
Exactly. Even perimenopause. I had never heard that term until about a year ago. That's crazy. And I go to my checkups every year, my annuals every year. Even aspects of sleep. I thought that women might struggle with sleep because they have a hot flash at night and it makes them, you know, hot. But it's something else with the hormones and sleep that goes on during that time too. Like, I just encourage anyone listening to either reach out to Jen or reach out to somebody. Don't just think that you've gone crazy. Don't think that your body has betrayed you.
But there's a reason.
Yeah.
The difference here, and here's what's important to understand. So most people have no idea what an integrative health practitioner is. And all this means is that I am certified to look at you from an integrative perspective, from a whole person perspective, right? So my background includes Ayurvedic medicine, traditional Chinese medicine, orthomolecular, which is testing, the naturopath, the functional health side. You know, 100 years ago, almost everybody had, they had a regular doctor, Doc Hardy, whoever it is, right? You know, I have these Western pictures in my mind of what a doctor is and the little, you know, eye thing. And they also had a functional naturopath type doctor. This was normal. The reason that functional health and naturopathic health started to get woo-woo is because around the time the big oil barons were going on, they were donating a lot of money to universities. The Rockefellers, all that generation. And they said, okay, we're going to give you all this money, but you have to practice this type of medicine. And so the amount of colleges that were teaching naturopath and functional medicine really, really dropped. So a lot of stuff that we've always known, or like our great grandparents knew, or like they were doing Ayurvedic medicine 6,000 years ago, we just lost that knowledge. And so now it's starting to come back. There's this reemergence of functional health that is so incredible. When you think about it from what's going on in your body, it's really about the functional, the naturopath approach. The approach I take with somebody, I look at, okay, what's really going on? What's the root cause of what's going on in your body? You've got clearly some nutrient deficiencies going on, because if you're super stressed, you are burning through nutrients like a house of fire. You're depleted. Okay. We need to get you some smart supplements to get you back up a level. You might not have to be on the supplements for long, but we need to get you there because we need to get you some relief, right? And that's the most effective way to do it. we also have to look at some of the toxicities that are going on that are attacking your body, right? We get overloaded. The example, my teacher, my mentor, Dr. Stephen Cabral, based out of Boston, it's his program that I went through. He's brilliant. He's got this amazing book called The Rain Barrel Effect. Everybody should read this book. And he talks about his analogy of the rain barrel. It says, imagine your body's a rain barrel and it's catching all the rain coming off the roof. And everything's good. But when the rain barrel gets overloaded, what happens? The water starts sloshing over the sides. The grass around gets all dying. It's gross. It's smelly. There's mud. It's a mess. It can't keep up. It's overloaded. That is our bodies when we think about heavy metals, pollution, our makeup, our hair dye. I just got my hair done. Doesn't look great. Our hair
does.
Things, right? Yeah. Like our dryer sheets, the amount of chemicals that are in our environment are staggering. It might be safe in certain small doses, but the problem is we're looking at small dose exposure over time. These things build up. And the argument that says, but hey, Jen, don't our bodies know how to handle this? The answer is yes, but your car knows how to drive, but if you don't give it gas, it's not going to do it, is it? You're not going to get very far. Yeah. So you got to give your body either the break from eating that it needs so it can go into autophagy, right? The process of cleaning out our body inside where it kills bad cells that are, you know, could form into cancer. It kills bacteria. It kills viruses. Your body does this amazing internal housekeeping process. And you got to give your body nutrients to support your liver as it's our queen organ. We give our liver no respect. She is a queen. She is filtering our blood every 6 minutes and she's handling all the waste and all the toxic processes in her body. If she's all gunked up, it's like your HVAC system in your house. You change the filter, right? If you don't change the filter, what happens? You're going to be breathing bad air. Same thing with your liver. You got to make sure your liver detox pathways are open. That way your liver can process all the stuff so that you can eliminate all these things. So again, too many toxins, not enough nutrients. And with those two things together cause everything to start going out of whack, including hormones. So when you're eating right, you're getting your right supplements, you're managing stress, you're managing your nervous system. Do you know that stress makes us fat?
I've heard that. Yeah.
It makes cortisol. Oh, it totally does. I did this whole masterclass on it. Discovered the three surprising reasons that stress is sabotaging your health, your libido, your hormones, right? Because
it's trifecta.
It's a trifecta. Yeah. So that's just why. Sorry, I went on this one, but this is why that it's so important to really look at things from a root cause perspective instead of just, you know, going to get a prescription. Because when you're looking at chronic issues like stress, like weight, like sleep, you know what? There's a lot you can do to help your body resolve that problem naturally. Same thing with hormones. Perimenopause and menopause, it is a natural process that we go through. It is not an issue to be solved, but there's so many things that we can do to help our body do that more gracefully so that we're not suffering. And that's what we need to do. And those foundations that I talk about that I help women set, help us ride that hormonal wave so that you know how to handle it. And yes, you might have to get help at different times, but boy, you're helping yourself out a lot if you're making sure that you're at a healthy body weight. I'm not talking about being bikini stage ready. I'm not one of those people, but I'm at a healthy weight, getting good sleep. I'm managing my stress. I'm exercising regularly, right? And I'm taking the right supplements for my body. This is foundational. If you're not taking care of those things, that is absolutely the first place to start before you go get any prescription.
Yeah, it's good to have the options for both. But I was talking to my son and I was saying, I'm starting to realize after all these years that food is medicine. There's the normal medicine and is it the integrative medicine that you called it?
Yeah.
It really deserves equal weight because I feel so much different now that I'm taking in a lot of fruits and vegetables and, you know, drinking enough water and all the things that you hear people say you should do, but you're thinking, oh, I can't really get off the pizza. I love pizza too much. When a client comes to you like that, and you were the girl that runs on Dunkin' and you went from one extreme to the other, even though it took you a while, if somebody wants to make that shift, how do you help them do that? Because it seems so overwhelming at first.
Yeah, it can be. And it really, it's all about really sitting down with my clients at the beginning and talking. I take them through a whole intake questionnaire and we spend a lot of time, like in the prep week that we do, I'm with them for like 90 minutes, right? When's the last time you had a heart to heart with your doctor for 90 minutes? I mean, come on, that just doesn't happen, right? But you have to, because I'm asking them things about, I'm going through their day, right? What are you eating? Or start at the beginning. When do you wake up? How do you feel? Do you feel rested? What's the first thing you're eating and drinking? Going through all that. How are you moving your body? When's the last time you worked out? Has there been any big stressful events in your life in the last 12 to 24 months? Any big changes? Have there's moved, death in the family, right? Our body remembers stress. Our body holds on to those things. That's why stress is such an important thing. But you got to meet them where they're at and then set simple goals to get started. That's really the most important thing, is never pushing someone too far. There is an amazing amount of change that you can do with someone in 12 weeks' time, and you can really set them the path. But we're all individual, right? Bioindividuality, it's super important. So we all need these things, but we apply them in different ways. So that's why I love the way I've set up my program, because it's one-on-one, it's high touch, it's concierge, it's me and that person. And I set their plan up for them. I'm meeting with them every week. They have the text access to me through a special client only app. This is what's needed.
How do we get in touch with you? Like, if our listeners are, maybe they can start on your website, because I know you have some free stuff there too, if they just want to take a look at that, and then maybe take a look at some of your programs. How would we get in touch?
The best way is they can go to my website, just jenochnin.com, and send a request into chat. The other thing is that it's unusual for someone in my field, but I am primarily on LinkedIn. That's how we all connected. Yes. So if someone wants to look me up on LinkedIn through jenochnin.com, I'm there on LinkedIn all the time, and they can send a message to me there. That's the simplest way to do it. And we set up, we just set up a consult. The consult is free. It lasts about 45 minutes. And I take them through, the background. And then I talk about my program. And then I say, well, you know what? Here's what I think. First, I'll tell them. And this is what I always say is, look, I said, I'm going to tell you whether I think you're a good fit or not. Because I don't want to waste their time or money. I don't want to waste my time or money. There has to be, when it's a program such as this, you have to like your coach, right? There has to be some good energy there. Plus, they have to be willing to invest the time and energy to actually implement the coaching. Yeah. And I've turned people away. I say, you know what? You're just not ready for this yet. Here's what I recommend you do. A, B, C, D. Do this for a month or two, and then let's maybe reconnect. And then they're like, okay, great. And they appreciate the honesty.
Oh, for sure. You're not just trying to get business. You're trying to actually get in someone's life and help them.
Yeah. And I mean, it takes a lot out of me too, because it's not just the time that I'm with them, but the time that I'm prepping their plan, or I'm checking their, my fitness pal and their food logs, or creating their new fitness workout routine, whatever it is that I'm doing for them. It takes a lot of time. So that's why the program's there. But again, you just got to start people where they're at with smaller goals and encourage them, and not always tell them about what they're doing wrong, but encourage them on what they're doing right. Because again, most people, unfortunately, a lot of my clients don't have anybody in their life they can talk to about this stuff. They just don't get support from their friends. Whenever you want to change, it threatens the circle around you, because they're happy with you where you are. If you decide all of a sudden you're going to make a change, not all your friends are going to support you. Not all your family's going to support you, because your change is going to make them reflect on their own lives. And they're going to think that your choice is reflecting poorly on them. Well, I'm not deciding. Maybe they know they should lose weight. Maybe they know they're trending towards type 2 diabetes, but they're not ready to do anything about it. That's something that I find with almost all the women that I talk to. So I have to give them the tools then how to manage that as well.
So that when you're with your friends or your spouse or your family members, and you don't choose to partake in some of the food and drink and things that they are, that you kind of, like you said, that whole body, whole mind, whole self element, where you're able to have something to say, something mentally ready and physically ready to,
it's a
so that you don't get, so you don't get put on the spot in front of everybody.
Oh, sure. And freeze. It's nobody's business what you're eating or drinking, but there's definitely ways to handle it. So I give my clients, in some of my lives that I did on LinkedIn over the last 30 days, it's tailgating season, right? How to handle a tailgate, how to handle going to a wedding, how to handle going to a special event. At the end of the day, it's just about making a decision before you go into one of those events about how are you going to handle it? Is this something that it's going to be? I don't like the term cheat meals. Okay. But people call it that. I like to call it flex meals. Is this something I'm going to flex? This is one or two flex meals a week. I'm just going to go in, eat or drink whatever I want, get on the next day, start with my healthy breakfast, my drink, whatever. Great. If not, though, maybe they've got four or five of those events in 1 week, right? What's the strategy going in? What are some of the things that I can do? What are the things that I have ready to say? And then they go in and they can feel very, very confident and do what they need to do at the event and what they want to do at the event without the food pushers and the alcohol pushers really making them feel bad and derail themselves. I mean, hey, we all have food pressures. Let's think about that with the holidays coming up, right?
Well, it sounds like a drug dealer or something.
It kind of is when you think of the sugar pushers, right? The sugar is definitely a drug.
It's peer pressure, though. It's peer pressure at the end of the day and that social component. And that's why I love everything that you're saying as far as getting to the root of all of the components of the person. I even like the fact that you do have to customize for each client that you have as far as what stage of life they're in, what underlying diseases that they might be dealing with or disorders they might be dealing with. And some people too, like, you know, some people say they can't eat dairy and some can. Certain things are good for you and not good for me and vice versa. And we really need to embrace that customize aspect too.
So you have the customizable issue. And I just wanted to ask, with so many of these different diets, and you don't strike me as somebody that pushes like a keto or a, what are some of the other things that are?
Are you keto? Are you low carb? Are you low fat? Are you vegan? I mean, there's some philosophies of eating.
And intermittent fasting, which is big right now.
Yeah. But I love intermittent fasting when it's done appropriately. And here's what I'll say for your listeners, for you. Whenever somebody comes and say, oh, well, I'm doing keto and I'm doing amazing, you should do it too. Maybe, maybe not. Whenever somebody pushes something, they first say, well, is this good for who? Is it good for me? Is it good for me right now? Why is that? Because somebody could be doing me amazing on keto. I'll tell you though, most of the time when my clients come to me, I'll say, okay, well, what diets, you know, have you tried in the past? What style of eating? Keto is always on the list. I say, well, how'd that go? Well, I lost 25 pounds and then I gained it all back. So the people that say, well, it worked, but then again, well, then it really didn't work because you put in all that effort, you lost that weight. And then immediately you tried to go back to normal eating and you couldn't because you didn't really know how. I'm not anti anything, honestly. Part of what I do is I help people figure out what foods work best for them. The last part of my program, we do some food elimination work where we cut away the foods that are most highly inflammatory, the most high, you know, have the most natural sugar in them, eat very, very clean for 3 weeks, use some intermittent fasting, and then we reintroduce those foods, each one over the course of 2 to 3 days, to test and see how does that person feel. That way they know, is this food is not a new naughty child. It's not good or bad. It's just, does it serve your body or not and your goals? So that's what people are able to find out. That's really, really helpful. But I'm all about a balanced plate. The picnic plate. Everybody knows the divided picnic plate. One of the small ones should be protein. One of the other ones should be a nice, you know, nice starch, whether it's rice or sweet potato or something. The other half of the plate, vegetables, 1 or 2 cups of vegetables, and it should have some healthy fat. Boom. If everybody just started eating that way, let's solve half the problems.
They need to have restaurants just for that. but also at home,
what kind
too.
Of protein it is. It can be plant-based protein. It can be fish. It can be meat. I don't care as long as, you know, but somebody coming to me and say, yeah, I'm eating, you know, meat all the time. Wow. Okay. How are you getting your vitamins and minerals?
Yeah, that's, I think everyone needs to listen to this podcast, share it with others. I think everyone needs to reach out to Jen. That's when I saw you doing those LinkedIn lives, you did them like 30 days in a row. I was fascinated every time. And I'm sure there's a way that people can go back and take a look at those and replay. Yeah, because you hit so many different topics and you've alluded to them, you know, here on this podcast, but so many different topics. I really recommend everyone just take a look, like, and or like Sandy said, even at your website. And you're doing a 90-day signature program, Fatigued to Fabulous.
That's my baby. That's the program that I'm enrolling everybody in right now. It's my one-on-one high touch concierge program. You come in, there's a prep week, and then each month we have a different schedule. We have habits that build on what we've created. And then the accumulation or the graduation is that 21-day functional medicine detox where we're really doing a lot of that food elimination work and trying to get rid of any trigger foods that do a lot of the inflammation or gut discomfort or things for people. So I just had a woman actually right before this, she had just finished. just even in that 3 week period, she lost 12 pounds. I said, well, how did you feel? She's like, I feel so great. She's like, I have such good energy. My mind feels clear. To look at her, you wouldn't say she had 12 pounds to lose, but a lot of it is inflammation. And then a lot of it, and she's like, yeah, I lost inches around my waist. She's like, I feel so good. And so we talked about then how she's going to eat moving forward. And, you know, it was a really great, really great success story. But that's my main program that I take people in. I'm almost full for the rest of this year, which is so exciting in terms of client scope, but I do have a few openings left. And this is actually the best time of year for people to start something. People are always like, why? Who would enroll with you in December? I'm like, you'd be surprised. Who would enroll in December? I said, think about it. I said, so what is your concern? Well, we got the holidays. I said, okay, well, talk to me about the holidays. You have Thanksgiving. Yeah. Okay. So that's one meal, maybe two. You've got Christmas. So you got Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, your big meals, and you've got a couple holiday parties. Great. So we're talking about, say, seven meals. Let's just say seven meals. What are you eating the rest of the time?
Reese's trees.
Yeah, Reese's trees. So there's all this room, right? You still have to eat. And yes, just to be moving your body, because most of the time, especially for women, it's a control issue. I feel like I'm out of control. I need a plan. Give me a plan. If you give me a plan, I can work the plan. Okay, I'm going to teach you the plan. You're going to be able to enjoy Thanksgiving. You're going to be able to have that special Christmas cocktail that you want to have. You're going to be able to have some of your fun foods. But at the same time, you're going to be eating at consistent meal times. You're going to be getting in enough protein. You're going to be moving your body. And we're going to be making sure that you get better sleep. If you have those things going on, and then you've got some great bonus tools like plant adaptogens to help you manage mental and physical stress, aka cortisol spiking as well, right? You've all got that weird uncle that shows up for Thanksgiving dinner, right? So you got to deal with all these weird relative issues. So when you do that, when you have a plan and you have tools and you have some accountability, this is the best time to do it. Because if you can do it then, in this time of year, you can do it anytime. Because food is not the enemy. Food is friends and celebrations and life and, you know, graduations, all the things. So there's never a perfect time to start. That's why I tell people, if you want to really kickstart it and learn how to eat, how to fuel yourself, how to take care of yourself, you do it now. When you've got the support and you've got the challenges, and then you're rolling into January 10, 15, 20 pounds lighter versus everybody else who's gained 7 to 10 pounds over the holidays. They feel like crap. They join a gym on January 2nd. They go for a week, they overwork out, and then they become a member donor.
Gym posers. Right? Yeah.
Right. So don't be a member donor.
Yes. Yeah. Go ahead and start early, ahead of the pack. Yeah. Ahead of the pack. Jennifer, everything that you are saying is hitting all the right spots to the point where we need to actually continue this conversation. I'm going to go ahead and just tell everyone to make sure that you listen to our next episode, because we are going to feature Jennifer Ochnin again to talk about maneuvering through these holidays with absolute success. Overall, we have loved having you. You have taught us terms, concepts, ways of life that we never dreamed of before. And we truly thank you.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's been a blast.
So, everyone out there, please imagine yourself, your whole self, your body, your mind, your spirit, your emotions, everything, getting to a healthier spot, not forcing it, but going with a certain flow. And if you need help, feel free to reach out, because we at Imagine Yourself want to continue to help you to grow into your best version of yourself. And we're rooting for you the whole time.
Yes, we are always rooting for you, and we always want to hear from you. Drop us a review or a rating. We love that. It helps us to shape the podcast and helps other folks discover us. Or connect with us at imagineyourselfpodcast.com or on any one of our social feeds, which you'll find the links to those in the show notes, as well as info to get in touch with the amazing Jen.